Exercise L15. Getting all the facts. 1.
So, Victoria C. Woodhull is best remembered as, for being the first woman candidate to run for the U.S. presidency. She did this in 1872 against Ulysses S. Grant. Now, in fact, Woodhull had long been involved in many radical movements. Movements including spiritualism, utopian socialism, and women's rights. She was a first, the first woman in other endeavors as well. Let's see. In 1868, she co-founded the first woman-owned brokerage firm. And a couple years later, she established an outspoken political journal, a journal which promoted a variety of extreme views. Although Woodhull lost the presidential election, she continued her political work for several decades. However, over time with less radical views and with a quieter public profile.
What details about Victoria C. Woodhull's life does the lecture include? Two.
Okay, now the coral reef is right below us. So, first, I want all of you to check all your diving equipment. Do you have a full oxygen tank? Is all your equipment functioning properly? Okay, everyone ready? Now I want everyone, each of you, to find your diving partner. Once you're in the water, remember, stay with your diving partner. Stay together. You should always have someone with you who can signal for help in case of an emergency.
My diving partner isn't here today. Is there anyone else who doesn't have a partner? Someone who needs a partner?
There doesn't seem to be anyone without a partner, so you can join Linda and Jeff, okay? The three of you, keep an eye on each other. Now, stay together as we descend to the coral reef. It's only about 25 feet below. Follow me as I go along the reef and try to identify the kinds of corals we looked at in class. I'll give a signal when it's time to return to the boat.
What details are included in the diving teacher's instructions to the students? Three.
Dr. Jackson, I was reading an article the other day, and it referred to a study, a phenomenon, called the 100th monkey phenomenon. It didn't explain the study, but I was curious to know more about it. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, I am. This study involved a group of monkeys inhabiting an island off the coast of Japan. The monkeys were shown how to eat sweet potatoes in a particular way. A way that wasn't typical of monkeys. Supposedly, other monkeys living on the island began to copy this behavior, and soon 100 monkeys were eating sweet potatoes in the new way. At this point, it is claimed that monkeys from another island about 200 miles away began the same sweet potato eating behavior. These monkeys had never been in contact with the monkeys on the first island.
That's really intriguing. Why do you sound so, skeptical?
Well, let me say this. It doesn't sound very likely, and I haven't seen the study mentioned in a serious journal. Only in a popular science magazine that might not have investigated the source of the research.
What details about the 100th monkey study does the professor give? 4.
Okay, for my presentation, I decided to talk about puppetry. First, I'm going to talk about some traditional puppets, and then I'm going to go into some more unusual puppets. So, puppetry is an art form used for entertainment and education. It consists of a show in which puppets, figures made to represent humans and other creatures. These can be authentic or mythical representation. They are used to tell a story. So, traditional puppets come in many forms. The most common type of puppet, and the easiest to make and use, and one that I'm sure all of you have played with at some time in your lives, is the hand puppet. So, this puppet is, you know, like a glove, and is worn over the hand of the puppeteer. You, the puppeteer, work the head and arms of the puppet by moving your fingers. Okay? So, another common type of puppet is known as the marionette. That's the one that looks kind of like a doll and has all these joints on the body, and you control it by moving, well, manipulating the strings. The puppeteer usually stands on a bridge over the stage and makes the marionette move by pulling the strings. Okay? And the last traditional puppet I'm going to talk about is the third kind of puppet, the shadow puppet. Now, these puppets are controlled by rods. These rods are attached to their hands, the puppet's hands, and the puppeteer makes the puppet move by manipulating the rods from below the stage. So the legs of the figure hang loosely, kind of dangling down, and have freedom of movement. The performance with these kinds of puppets takes place behind a screen with lighting set up so that the puppet casts a shadow.
What details about puppetry does the presentation include?